The data is clear. Most people of faith in this country are committed to fairness and inclusivity for all, including their LGBTQI plus friends and neighbors. But anti-gay propagandists continue to promote the lie that all religion condemns diversity of expression and affection. That's why the Faith for Equality Coalition brings together a variety of activists and advocates from many different backgrounds to amplify the truth on this life and death issue. And with June, traditionally observed as Pride Month, almost here, an inclusivity campaign from the coalition called Faith for Pride is getting a lot of attention. Here with details is Interfaith Alliance Director of Field and Organizing, Maureen O'Leary. Maureen, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
What is the Faith for Equality Coalition, and why is Interfaith Alliance taking a leading role?
Faith for Equality is a coalition of 120 plus religious groups that support LGBTQ dignity. Interfaith Alliance is among them. We're united by our support for the Equality Act, which is a bill that strengthens existing civil rights protections for LGBTQ people and others. It provides consistent non-discrimination protection for people nationwide, including in employment, housing, education, public spaces, and a variety of other forums.
So Faith of Pride goes across all of the things that you were mentioning?
Yes. So this intersects with some data that you mentioned that was released by the Public Religion Research Institute that demonstrates that 69% of people of faith support non-discrimination protections for LGBTQ plus people. This is counter to the narrative that's told by the religious right. You know, it's painted as religion versus non-discrimination, religious versus progress and equality. And that's just not the case. That's not what the data tells us. So this Pride Month, Faith for Equality Coalition is launching Faith for Pride. And this effort is encouraging congregations, different religious groups to include the message of LGBTQ equality, include the fight for LGBTQ rights in their services and programs. We're fighting back. We're lifting up the message that as people of faith, we support treating our LGBTQ brothers and sisters with dignity and respect. And more specifically, we are highlighting faith support for the Equality Act, which will give concrete protections to people that stand to be harmed by discrimination, most often religiously motivated discrimination, which just adds a new troubling layer to the whole thing.
I want to be sure our listeners understand. Would you just say why this is so important?
In the absence of a counter-narrative, the dominant narrative is allowed to stand. You know, unless religious communities and religious groups are standing up and saying, no, you know, we support LGBTQ rights. You know, this isn't the story that we want to tell as people of faith. Then it's that narrative of, you know, religion versus equality, religion versus inclusion, that is going to stand. So now more than ever, it's critical that we speak out, because we are going to see it state by state. Legislatures are targeting people that already suffer from discrimination. So we have to be proactive in this fight instead of reactive.
Maureen, what kind of participation have you seen so far?
We have people that are engaging online. We have people signing up with events, whether it's Shabbat or, you know, your Sunday service that you're including the message of LGBTQ equality in, you know, your sermon. There are a variety of ways for people to engage. We are really encouraging people to sign up and register an event. There's a place to do that on our website. We will put your event out there, encourage people to come. You know, we want this to be a nationwide movement of people raising awareness of how essential it is that people of faith speak out in support of LGBTQ rights.
What resources is the coalition offering for faith communities that want to be a part of this?
We're gathering guides, resources, talking points. Some of them are general and more interfaith in focus, but some of them are really specific to individual religious traditions. You know, we're building that link between how our faith or how, you know, our religion informs our views on non-discrimination, how it motivates us to support the dignity and worth of every person, regardless of who they are, what they believe, how they identify. Those resources are available on our website. You know, if you're feeling like, I really want to get involved, but I don't know where to begin, those can help you guide you on that path.
So I want you to just, if you're talking with anybody all along that you know and care for, what would you say is most important about this campaign for you and why it is that way?
I think it goes back to what I mentioned before of if we don't speak out, other people will speak for us. You know, people that are using religion as a cover to discriminate or to cause harm to people will be able to write the story. Mm-hmm. Now is our opportunity to write our own story, to send our own message and to say, this is a relevant issue. This is important to us because there are people in our communities and without that are going to suffer if we don't all join together and support laws and measures that will protect people in all the areas I mentioned, mm-hmm. housing, healthcare, mm-hmm. These essential services that people need in order to live happy and happy, healthy and fulfilling lives. So the stakes are very high, but you can do something. Mm. And I think that's the biggest component of it seems like a daunting task, but if enough people, you know, speak out, then we become a larger moral chorus that can change the trajectory of where we are going in the legislatures.
How can folks join in and how can they share Faith of Pride with other people?
Please visit our website. It's faithforpride.org. There you can find resources. You can register as a co-sponsor if you're an organization or a congregation that wants to help us spread the word. You can also register your event. And this is something I really want to encourage congregations to do. If you're a layperson or a member, please take it to your leadership and say, hey, this is something I think we should do. Once you have a plan, register your event. We'll put it on our website. And if you don't have an event that your particular group is doing, or if, you know, you aren't affiliated with a particular religion or group and still want to get involved, we'll have those events. We have them listed state by state. So check out your area, see what's happening near you and show up and show out for our LGBTQ brothers and sisters during Pride Month.
Maureen O'Leary is Director of Field and Organizing at Interfaith Alliance, protecting true religious freedom for all. Find out more about joining the Faith for Pride campaign at www.faithforpride.org. Thank you so much for being with us, and we are going to ask you how it's going along because we are interested in it and want everybody to know about it.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be a part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I'd ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.